A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, and I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, August the 10th, 2020, where today we'll be looking at the increase in COVID-19 figures and also looking at the current commemorations happening in Zimbabwe right now and the envoys that have been sent to Zimbabwe by the South African Prime Minister. Over to you.
Yes, we see that right now, Marvelous, according to the Minister of Health, there are 4,649 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Out of these people, there are 1,437 that have actually recovered and 104 have died. This according to the Ministry of Health. And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are nearly 20 million people that have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of this number, 731,570 have contracted, have actually died. And then in America itself, we see that according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 5,045,564 people that are now have contracted actually COVID-19. And out of these people, there are 162,938 that have actually died. Yebo kambe zvukandaba linjana pano kona namhla ku live talk yesikoka makuchiyeneyo ukukala sakhuluma ngakho sikhuluma ngakho kwe COVID-19 sisingena ngezombangazwe kuti kwenzakalani elizweni leZimbabwe nxa sikhangele iHeroes Day kuzobuya njalo sikhangele ukuthi ke kulabantu abathunywe umongameli wakwele South Africa uCyril Ramaphosa ukuthi bayehlolisisa ukuthi kwenzakalani elizweni leZimbabwe so kwamanje sebefika phose 5,000 abantu asebebanjwe COVID-19 kwa Zimbabwe, wazo kusitia wawai 1,437 ingabata sebesilile. Haba 104 seba pupa. Mkawe nonge chikelele, suko la watu pose 20 million kwa sebeba njomu kutanilo. Haba fika kuna po kuma 731,000 seba pupa. Kwa la meliga, sebe fika 5 million haba watu pupa wame njwe COVID-19, kutabai 162,938 seba pupa. Kunja aloke mavlasu.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedambudziko redenda reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus asi kutaura kwatabva kuita kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 munyika huri kuramba uchikwira panguva ino bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 4,649 vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 muZimbabwe pari zvino. Tozotarisa kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakakwanisa kunge vachiri kunda vanosvika ivo pa 1,437 pari zvino. Kune avo vari kurarama neCOVID-19 kutaura kwatiri kuita kunoku vanosvika ivo pa 3,108. Uyezve kune vanhu 104 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 munyika vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Totarisa zvakare kuti tinotarisa kuti pasi rose pari zvino pakamira sei panyaya yechirwere ichochi chedambudziko reCOVID-19. Tinotarisa kuti John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inogara ichibudisa iyo zvinyorwa zvavari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vangani vabatwa neCOVID-19 pasi rose. Pari zvino pane vanhu 19. 0.8 million, nearly 20 million vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19. Pari zvino kwozouya vanhu 731,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa neCOVID-19 vachishaya pasi rose. Muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 5 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 162,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muDC umo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 12,753 vabatwa neCOVID-19, 591 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tichange zvakare tiri kuzeya pamusoro peholiday kana kuti zuva remagamba uyezve zuva remadefense forces izvo zviri kuremekedzwa munyika muzuva ranhasi. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane nhumwa dzakatumwa idzo kubva kuSouth Africa nemutungamiri weSouth Africa vaCyril Ramaphosa dzasvika munyika muzuva ranhasi kuti vaongorore kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Saka tinenge tiine vanyarikani vatende tiri kuuya navo pano tichizeya kuti zvakamira sei uye tichida kuzonzwawo kwamuri imini kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous, as you are saying, President Mnangagwa today met with South African envoys sent by President Cyril Ramaphosa at State House today over alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. So now the envoy is Sydney Mufumadi, Baleka Ndete, and Ngaoka Ramakodi. I also expected to meet with leaders of non-governmental organizations, opposition parties, and other activists. So, this is an issue that is, very topical, and people want to know. And at the same time, we know that today is Heroes Day. There are so many people that are buried or laid to rest at the National Heroes Acre. There's been a lot of debate on who is a hero, who is not a hero, and so forth. So it appears as if it's a chicken and egg story. So at the end of the day, there is a day called Heroes Day. So this is a day that is dedicated to those people who were in the liberation struggle of the 1960s and 1970s. So it's something very important. But is it being recognized by all the people that actually were engaged in this kind of war with the Rhodesian government? So there are some that I talked to today, and one of the people is Mr. Petros Sivanda. He's the leader of the ZIPRA Veterans Association. He's saying that what they fought for is not what they are getting right now. Most of them are actually suffering. So the same happens to some of the veterans that are saying that the lead issue was not addressed properly because it seems to have benefited some people who never participated in the liberation struggle, or those that are supposed to be the proper beneficiaries. So they're saying that those people that benefited, actually, some of them don't even know how to till the land. They're actually trying to make something out of the land. So that's where we are today. Over to you.
Aiwa, nasi tiange tukuzea, juri kuitika panyaya ye zororo, ratingatirie remagamba. Saka tiange tine vanyarikani, vachange varipano tichizea kutishaka mirasei. Panyaya ye juri kuitika munyika parizino, tichiona kutivashiji parizino, varipa zororo remagamba. Saka pane mamwe o magamba varikuti ivo parizino, zvavakarwira havasi kuzviona. Uyezve varikuti ivo varikushungurudzika parizino mune zvinhu zvakawanda. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tichizea. Tichida kuona kuti zviri kumbofamba sei panyaya iyoyi, kuti pane vamwe here vangati ivo parizvino vakarwa hondo yerusununguko, uyezve parizvino zvinhu zvavakange vachirwira vari kuzviona. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tichiita sei tichizeya pamusoro pazvo. Saka tichange tichibata vaimbova murwi wehondo yerusununguko amai Margaret Dongo kuti vapinde muchirongwa. Halo mai Dongo, makadii? I'm not sure, but my life manje saka taita ngozwa kuti tishona kuti nhasi izuva reheroes. Mukasiri zvamakadzira mukuzviwana here sevarwi vehondo yemusununguko?
Muvhunzo wamapa uyo wakaoma zvakaoma, zvekuti pamusana pekuti hatingati zvatakarwira zvacho tiri kuzviwana. Hatisi kumbozviwana and hatisi tese tiri kuzviwana. Hazvifanirwi kuwanikwa nemaovitrens chete, zvinofanirwa kuwanikwa nepovho zvakare, nekuti hatina kurwa hondo yekuzvirwira isusu. Takarwira kuti tisunungure povho yemuZimbabwe nesuwo pamwe chete. Saka kana dai paine zviwanikwa zvatatichitarisira kuti tichawana, inga kuti kudai kuri kuti upfumi hwakawandudzwa, taifanirwa kunga tese muno muZimbabwe pasina anochema chema nekutambudzika, nekuti ndodonzo ratakarwira kutanga.
Saka pamanga muri kuhondo yemusununguko, zvii zvamaa makatarisira parizvino? Tichiona kuti makore ati fambei, uyezve taona tatopinda pane vamwe vana pezenemakamboi, pane zvii zvamungati nemi zvanga zvakavimbisika nevana veZimbabwe chaizvo zvavangadai vakatarisira here zvinofanira kunge zvichigadziriswa parizvino?
Zvakawanda zvatanga takatarisira. Chekutanga chatanga takatarisira inyaya yevhu, kuvandudza ivhu kubva muvachena tichipowo vanhu vatema vachikwanisa kuriritira nyika yavo. Chechipiri, takatarisira kuti chiyavandudza upfumi hwenyika, kuitira kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vasava nematambudziko avainawo enzara nekushayikwa kwemabasa nekushayikwa kwechikafu zvakare, nekuti maindastry anga achifangishena zvatotarisira tese. Hatina kutarisira kuti 40 years after independence, tichava nevanhu vagari vemuZimbabwe, kunyanya vari mumadhorobha, vachatenga mvura yekumwa. Mvura tinoiziva kuti is an essential commodity. Isingatengwi mumabhaketi kuti munhu anoenda anotenga mvura $2 mumabhaketi. Anokwanisa kugara upenyu hwakadii. Muchirungu anoti is a health hazard. Hatina kutarisira izvozvo. Uyezve hatina kutarisira kuti kuchava necorruption yatiri kunzwa neyatiri kuona tega isusu muno. Hatina kunge takazvitarisira izvozvo. Takatarisira kuti patiri kubva kuhondo tatine donzo rekuti tichaadressa maimbalance anga ari mumagariro emunyika kubvira pakudzidzo education toenda mafacility yehealth utano hwevanhu tobva ipapo toenda kumaminda vanhu vachikwanisa kupiwawo maminda kuti varime tobva ipapo toenda nyaya yejob creation yekuti vanhu vaifanira kunga vachivana vedu vachibva muzvikuru vachienda mabasa tobva ipapo takanga tine donzo rekuti muZimbabwe muve nevana vakadzidza vachipedza kudzidza vachikwanisa kutikuvhurawo makambani avo vamwe vachikwanisa kuonawo mabasa avo ekuseenza hatina kutarisira kuti tinga tichichengetwa nadhona mugore rino rechi40 tichengetwe nekufidwa nevamwe vanhu nzvimbo yekuti Zimbabwe tikwanise kuzvifidha tinozviziva kuti Zimbabwe yainzi bread basket yesouthern Africa iye zvinoizvi yakunzi dust bin yesouthern Africa zvese macommodities nezvese zvinenge zviri substandard zvaakutumirwa kuno pamusana penhamo hazvisiri izvo zvatanga takatarisira izvozvo muzvari
can just say in English asuti we are looking at the heroes holiday currently and you were one of the liberation war heroes that fought in the liberation war would you say that what you fought for has been realized
before I say that I want to express that this day is a very important day to me because there are many people who perished not only freedom fighters but even the civilians they perished during the liberation struggle so it's an important day for me and it must be celebrated by everyone okay in terms of achievement I will tell you they are very it's not to our expectation if anything can be said is that we as war veterans we feel betrayed because we have not 40 years after independence instead of actually progressing actually what I can say is that the gains of the liberation struggle have been reversed in many senses the issue of land redistribution yes it was distributed to people but it was done haphazardly the majority of war veterans never got to the land that's one issue the second issue the issue of the economy is actually gone to the dustbins. Why? Because of our selfish leaders who, of course, couldn't accept, you know, when you are in power, you also have to listen to the people's views. When you are in power, you also have to cater for the people that you said you are going to be representing. So this is one of the things that I'm saying, that Zimbabwe is a disappointment. In many, I totally agree with many that, you know, they've been disappointed. And this is to some, why they say to some extent, get us back to where we were tied and then we can, it was soon gonna take. So I think there's a reason for that. So the reason is because the economy is almost in the intensive care unit. As a result, it has created enormous problems. Poverty is increased, unemployment is increased, corruption is increased, all sorts of things that are negative. And in any case, I think these are the things that we are crying foul of. And we are saying as war veterans, I think something should be done. We definitely need to go on the round table and see whether we have been able to benefit from our liberation struggle, the country at large.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Stay on the line.
Zamuza wakulike udongo ya kuluma lapa.
Umake udongo walwa impi ya kululego. Egu zanla kuna ngale kubandla le zanu. So ke akuluma yukuti ke abakutolayo bezivelwe impi ya kululego. Asiku kononga wabekutawange yukuti uzuluza kutola. Labo mbona ngwavo bati awuhambi ya mfanelo. So ke marvelous we've got two other guests. That is Mr. Wellington Moyo of ZANU-PF and Ms. Cynthia Dube, a political activist. So we'll start with you, Baba Wellington Moyo of ZANU-PF. Baba Moyo, we are zwela lapha ke umama udongo. We are kulumu kuti, kualula ngabantu la isiko loku, izi mbapu gani ime ngonyao loto wa sivili. Ukubona njani kwake loku.
Yeah, we are this one, Moyo.
So we will lose on Jana Wunzi. Jana is a one who is the thing, is South Africa. Is Juno Ramaphosa, Laputia, Amalia Wones, Babuan to Papo, Kola. So I really want to come as so what I know is good.
This is also a message about the Spatera. I want to do this. I am Uma, Jenna Banda,
means if people vote accordingly, they can take over from ZANU-PF, but if they don't vote, then there's a problem. So let's switch over to Miss Cynthia Dube. Matube, unchona jan mam. So okay, I would tell about you when I wanna honey is Zimbabwe. Now to come here for a month.
Kumbulani ukuthi ama elections arikwa nsuku zonke every year kodwa uzizwa bethi they were free and fair. So asibone ukuthi kukhona okuzophuma lapho. Kuzosala nje kufana. kati yona izano vele okwenza ihlukumeze abantu mabe khala ngoba uyatsho umoyo uthi ukuhlupheka kuyafana lokwamanye amazwe thina kasikaze sibone amanye amazwe echaya abantu babo ngokuthi bayacomplaina ukuthi iservice eliyenzayo iphuwa kasithandi asikaze sibone iSouth Africa iyademonstrator ichise lezakhiwo yenzeni kodwa asikaze sibone ukuthi okulabantu abathunjiweyo abanyamalaliweyo kumbe abazukulu babobani abathethweyo bahlukunyezwa ngoba omalume bangikhona bengatholakali kuwo wonke amazwe yebo kungabe i-economy iphansi kodwa akukaze kuhlukunyezwe abantu yi-government ebusayo ngendaba zokuthi abantu bayacomplaina ukuthi yekelanini ukubusela yini elibulala imizi ngokusela baye yena ayoqinisa ikhanda elokhethi khona amazwe wonke ayafana akulamazwe afanayo ilizwe leZimbabwe liwest libuswa ngabantu abangaqondanga akula lutho oluzo uma lokho akuchoyo ukuthi sihlangane siyokhiphe ngama elections ukhuluma imbudane njengengayitsho ukuthi akuna lutho akuna election engakhipha iZanu PF iZanu PF iya riga yadliwa kudala ayikaze yawina ama elections
lokho mathube kumele kwenzwela
kumele iforswe konoko bese abantu abafuna ukukwenza kumele iforswe ikhitshwe ngamandla ikhitshwe ngamandla yinto engenza iZanu PF iphume ngoba iZanu PF angeke iphume ngokuthi kuthiwa kuyavota lapho
ngicela ukukubamba umlomo dadewethu ngicela ukukubamba umlomo ma uzazi ukuthi mina nginothile ngenxa yokuthi ngiyathakada awuhambi ngani la uyothatha lowo muntu ngithakade ma uzazi ukuthi thina bavoti siwenza njani olwesiyenza njani kawenzi ngani wena njengoba ngisenza kethala ngoba ungathi full information phela ukuthi thina siwina kanjani yenzani phela lani sibone ukuthi mhla kodwa ngoba thina siwina live and direct
ukhona ukuthi ngimbuze lapha Phuthidube yebo yithi i-live and direct oyichoyo wena moyo ngo-2008 ladliwa laqala ukuriga ama-elections lachaya abantu ngo-2017-18 lidliwe ladubula abantu lababulala kanti ma kuyukuthi liyabe liwinile abantu bangenelana ezitaradeni besola ukuthi lina lirige ama-elections kungenxa yokuthi abantu babe bekwazi ukuthi abalivotelanga yikho bephuma besiyasola so wena i-live and direct le oyithoyo yiphi njalo lina lase lathatha yonke into layifaka kupower izethi ngeyenu thina sizokuhamba siyothatha ngaphi umuthi wokuthi siloye ngoba lina yonke into eliyiphetheyo lahle layithatha layiguqulela kini akulanto okuthiwa imele abantu into yonke imele lina iZanu PF akulanto okuthiwa ngeyabantu kususela emabuthweni kuzofika emapholiseni konke ngokwenu ozeki konke ngokwenu pho wena yiphi i-live and direct le oyithoyo ukuthi lawina ma lawina sikomplenelani sikhalelani ma kuyukuthi salivotele
yes ukubamba umlomo khonapho-ke Mathube uzampendula ngakuya kwesikhathi Marvelous, tu angena kona po, izo kuti wathini ngakho. Kubeka kona, go ahead Marvelous.
Mhm. Regaiti yedze zvakare kuti tinzwe kubva kuna maidongo, tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei pazara nhasi zuva iro rire magamba. Tiratinga tisu re heroes. Hello maidongo.
Hello.
Ya maidongo tuwe tukenderera mberi nechirongwa tichibvunza kuti tinoona pari zvino pane nhumwa dzapfumwa kubva kuSouth Africa navaRamaphosa panguva iyo yatingati nyika iri pakurangarira imi varwi vehondo yemusununguko munoona nhumwa idzi dzichizowanikwa dzichikwanisa here kuzeya nekuti kunzwa kuti vauya munyika kuti vanzwe pamusoro pekungunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu zvii zvamungatarisa kuti zvingazivirwe panguva iyo vachange vari munyika
ini ndisati ndataura zvandakatarisira chiri kundinetsa ndechekuti nhumwa dzari kunzi dzatumwa kuya kuzoinvestigata nyaya yevhiolence iri kuitika muno muzimbabwe nevhiolation yemahuman rights iri kuitika muno muzimbabwe Madino pukana na kunde pekuti ai numa izika azira ndisikuona kukozera kwazi ungazishuya kuzo una ninyeza kadaro pausana pekuti zaba ku South Africa kuno uku kwa kaitika xenophobia yaka uraya kuna wano emu Zimbabwe chete pati zimu yaka uraya vana zimu zinyika zaka siana zimu numa Afrika apana kana numa yaka pamusadiki yakaenda uko kuti ino investigator nyaya dzekuti vanhu vedu vanga vachipiswa vachitwa daylight kugonini meda chaiyo hapana kana vandakanzwa kuti kwakaenda vanhu kana kunoratidzira panyaya panhaurwa violation yema human rights econtinent yese muSouth Africa saka zvikundinetsa ndezvekuti muchirungu tinoatiwo madouble standard vanouya kuzonongedzera chigunwe kune Zimbabwe kuti iri kuvaivita mahuman rights neviolence kwa hiyo violence yavo iri kuitika after every hour kana after every minute yavo iri kutariswa nani ipapo ndopatiri kupokana napo handisi kukondona handisi kubvuma handisi kuramba kuti muno munoitikawo violence handisi kuramba kuti mune violation yemahuman rights but havasiriwo vanofanira hongwa vachiva vachitaura vari kuda kuya kuzoinvestigata Zimbabwe nekuti vakatiurayira vana vedu vemuno muZimbabwe vakawanda nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana nenzira dzinorwadza asi hapana kana vanhu vakaenda kunoinvestigata ukoko.
Maybe if you can put it in English, what's your take on the envoys that are coming in from South Africa sent by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to investigate human rights abuses in Zimbabwe?
My problem is that I see double standards. And I don't think the envoy qualifies to come and investigate Zimbabwe on issues of violence and issues of human rights violation. Not that I condone the violation of human rights and the violence, but the fact that historically we have had people killed in South Africa on a continental level, people who have been banned, murdered day and night, and through xenophobia, and no investigation was instituted by SADC on the several xenophobic cases that have happened in South Africa. And today is the same South Africa that wanted to debate issues about violence and the violation of human rights in Zimbabwe, and it has killed millions of people. And how many people have died from the violence in Zimbabwe? I don't condone it, but if you want to do a comparison, these don't even have the stature to come and investigate violence in Zimbabwe. I think the issue of Zimbabwe should be dealt by Zimbabweans other than themselves goes to double standards.
So from your observation, what is the way forward when we look at these envoys that have come into Zimbabwe?
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you. Carry on.
The way forward to resolve the issues in Zimbabwe is for Zimbabwean people to have a dialogue. And that dialogue should not only consist of politicians. It should be dialogue which should include even, people from different sectors, churches, traditional leaders, and women groups and so forth. The Zimbabwean problems should be solved by Zimbabweans and can only be solved by Zimbabweans themselves. I think there are war veterans who are nani partisans who can actually also be part of the negotiation, because there's war veterans who feel betrayed by all what is happening. So as far as I'm concerned, I think the Zimbabwean problem is solved by the Zimbabweans themselves. Just like when we brought independence. When we brought independence, we didn't import people to come and fight for us. We fought as Zimbabweans, And why can't we settle our problems as Zimbabweans through dialogue? Why can't we sit on the round table? Why should we have Americans to come in? Why should we have outsiders to come in to detect the pace and the, how we should actually run our country? This is a sovereign country. They must give us clear space for us to speak, to talk together, to come together as Zimbabweans. And that can be done.
Mm-hmm. Please hold on, Gibbs.
Yes, Ms. Tongo, can you hear me?
You can ask her. Ask her and I'll tell you. I'll ask
Yeah, okay, I think she can hear me. So now, how can Zimbabweans sit down and resolve what they're doing?
How can Zimbabweans sit down and resolve, like what you are suggesting? What is the best way for Zimbabweans to do this?
Yes.
We create a forum like that. We create a forum where we get an independent mediator to preside over the discussion. Why can't we, as Zimbabweans? Why do we have to import people to solve our problems? The problems of our own making. Because if you look at the problems that we are facing, we can't give the blame onto the government alone, because we are players in everything. If you look at corruption is also deep-rooted in the grassroots. So it's an issue that we Zimbabweans should come together, get a mediator. Okay, fine, if they would say they want to come as mediators, maybe we can accept them. Not to come and investigate us. Come as mediators to help us, you know, discuss our problems as Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm. Saka ndombobvunza ipapo nechiona kuti maidongo manga muri kutaura imi kuti semaonero enyu pane zvinogona kuitwa nenhumwa idzi kana kuti muri kufunga imi kuti dai maZimbabweans apiwa iwo mukana wekuti vagadzirise zvinhu vega zvinogoneka here tichiona kuti pari zvino vakawanda vari kuchema iwo panyaya yekudzvinyirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu.
Tikatarisa maererano nekudzvinyirwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, tikatarisa muno muZimbabwe, Zimbabwe is the most beautiful country in the Southern Africa. Ndo itori nerunyararo. Tikada kutarisa kune vanhu vabva kuya kuzogadzirisa nyaya dzekudzvinyirwa kwevanhu muno muZimbabwe, ndo kune vanhu vakadzvinyirirwa kuSouth Africa vakakonzerwa muZimbabwe. KuSouth Africa ndo kune vanhu vakaurayiwa zvisiri pamutemo nezenophobia vakawanda, and havana kuurayiwa vekuZimbabwe chete, vakaurayiwa yenyika dzese dzemuno muAfrica. Asi handina kumboona nhumwe dzakabva kune nyika yemuno musadzi dzichidziri kuenda kunotaura nyaya dzezenophobic yanga ichiitwa kuSouth Africa. Handina kumboona kana maAmericans achiuya achipa maconditions ekuti manyanya kuuraya vanhu vemuAfrica, saka taakukupai masanctions. Hapana. Asi mukatarisa vanhu vakaurayiwa kuSouth Africa nevanhu vafa muZimbabwe, mukada kukombeya in numbers zvichienderana nenyaya yekuvhaioreta mahuman rights violence, mukada kutarisa munoona kuti South Africa iri pamberi penyika dzese dzemuno muAfrica. Asi hapana kana nhumwa dzakatumwa kuti dziende kunokurukura nyaya iyo kana kunoinvestigeta nyaya idzo.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line, Gibbs.
Takatarisana nenyaya kuti ndiani angagadzirise nyaya yekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vakwanise kutaurirana. Vanhu veZimbabwe ngavapiwe mukana wekuti vakwanise kutaurirana. Ndinobvumira kuti vakatumira munhu wekuti ave anoenda pakati pevanhu vemuZimbabwe vanosangana mabato nevanhu vasiri vemumabato, vagare pasi kuti vagadzirise dambudziko riri munyika mavo.
Stay on the line, Ms. Tongo. Tibere kubaba uWellington. Wellington Moyo, nazvirela kuyakhuluma. So, how long is Zimbabwe going to be in the program? I'm going to be hello, Wellington Moyo.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to be in the picture. Yes, I'm going to be in the
picture.
Yes, so we're going to be in the
picture.
Yes, we're going to be in the picture.
Yes,
we're going to be in the picture.
Dube babami khona ukushuphela siyahlupheka singamazi wonke eAfrika kufuze sihlale phansi sibambane ikuthi thema sithi yabiza leli bandla engathi lihamba phambili kancane elimdc ukuthi akuhlale phansi lilungise ladonsela layali kwavele kwadalele
kungani ifoni yakho yaqumeka
inkinga-ke zavele zajhile ukuthi sasisiza sikhulumeni
ye qhubeka sesikuzwa qhubeka
yebo Dube kukuhlala phansi okuzasisiza ndokuhlala phansi Dube kwisokokuzazisiza babuthi asihlaleni phansi simbizile lo uchamisa ukuthi akabuye sizani ehlale phansi sikusizize izikhalo zakhe yena udonsa uyale manje sokubele senze njani into enjalo Dube
kodwa-ke nxa kuwukuthi sokubuya abantu bemzini ukuthi bazebona ukuthi kwenzakala neZimbabwe umama uMargaret Dongo lapha uyakuhlola uthi kumele abantu beZimbabwe kube yibo abalungisa khona kokuhlupha elizweni so wena ubona njani ukuthi sokulobaleka Mbete labanye bakhe abazecubungula ukuthi kwenzakala neZimbabwe kulungile khonokho
thina ngokubona kwethu sibona kungalunganga sithi mhlawumbe bona bangakujabulela yikho phela Dube sesinjani besibavumela ngamalungelo ngoba iSouth Africa sikusadiki sonke langithi amalungelo sase bathi sayala kodwa kulungile ke siyaba welcome sohlala nabo phansi siza ukuthi izikhalo zabo zimi kanjani kodwa into esiyitshela abantu ukuthi kuze kwazi ukuthi lelana yilizwe ngeke siphathe ilizwe njengokuphathana uphatha ijarada lakho kunomthetho esisekelo njengoba lahleli sibaxwayisa ngathekani ukusitrayika manje bechawe ngamapholisa lamasosha sekuthiwa barongo kodwa bebe bexwayisiwe njengoba nje siyabawelikhama labesadika ukuthi uyabesouth africa ukuthi bebuye size isivumelano sabo.
Yes, marvelous. What he's saying is that they welcome these people in Zimbabwe, but the problem is they don't want any interference, like what Ms. Dongo was saying. So let's turn to Cynthia Dube, Simzutuma Dube. Uthi ngakhonokho ukuthi uyaphumani khona Dube Dube. Xa sikhangele sibili sijula, uzaphumana entweni le.
Ngiqale ngiyakumama uDongo. Othi South Africa yabulala abantu abaningi kakhulu kungasibo bantu beZimbabwe kuphela kodwa kungabantu bamazwe wonke. Ukufa yebo yikufa kuyafana ukubulala yikubulala kodwa into okumele siyinanzelele yikuthi kubulala abantukazana yibo ababulalanayo angithi ayisiyo government yeSouth Africa eyabulala abantu bangaphandle njengalokho kwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe njengoba etsho nje umoya ukuthi amapholisa namasosha ayaphuma ayatshaya abantu so bekuphuma abantu kazana besilwa labantu bangaphandle ngezizathu zabo ezithize kodwa thina ngale asitshayani sodwa sichaywa yi-government sibulawa yi-government sinyamalaliswa yi-government sithotshana yi-government angithi sengiphendula-ke lapho okokulunga hhayi noma ngaze babe babuyile asoze kwalunga lutho njalo okokuhlala phansi kuthiwe kuyakhulunywa angazi ukuthi kuzohlala kangaki kuthiwe kuyakhulunywa ukuze kulunge ngoba le nto yokuhlala phansi ivele nje izoyehlula ngoba yehlula kudala khonokho konke abakwenzayo ukuthi yibo abaphetheyo akula lutho abangalulalela umuntu ongaluletha alulaleli kungahlalwa phansi kuthiwe kuyakhuluma kodwa ayikho isolution uma lapho ngoba bona bephethe ngoba bona bengontando kayiphikiswa ngoba bona bephethe izikhali ngoba bona bephethe izeki ngoba bona bephethe amasosha ngoba bona bephethe amapholisi so kukho konke khona akukho vele okuzalunga ngitsho la kancane.
Ye solibambe khonapho-ke ungayithathanga mama just hold on there. So what she's saying here marvelous is that nothing will come out of these kind of discussions between the South African and the ruling party. And then I think we are joined by another guest. Yeah, that is Nokutula Adonsi. She's a political commentator. She's based in South Africa. So, hold on there, marvelous. Let me.
Hello. Please hold
on. So that we can chat with you about what is going on. Nokutula Adonsi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, very fine. So, tell us, what is your take on what's going on in Zimbabwe when we look at today is Zero's day, but there are so many people that are complaining, saying the country is going the other way around. So what's your take on that? And, you know, these three South African envoys that are in Zimbabwe. That's going to come out of that. You know, briefly in English, then you go into the next level.
I think at least the fact that they are going to come, those that have been sent from ANC, yes, there's nothing that is going to change, but it really shows that there's something that Zimbabweans are doing. And also, concerning the Euros Day, you know, I don't think this is what those freedom fighters fought the war for, because it's absolutely clear right now as we talk, most of them, freedom fighters, they are not doing anything. Actually, they are just flourishing in poverty, and they are failing to send their children to school. There's a lot of things that are going on, and human rights are violated, and all those things. And you realize that most of the freedom fighters, they are now old. We can't deny that. And because of the whole situation, I think there's need for new freedom fighters that we have to see that are going to fight for the people during this situation, because we really need freedom fighters. Without fighting or without standing up and say your word, there's nothing that we're going to change. So
I suppose, yes, yeah, I suppose nothing, yeah, you mean fighting without guns, right?
Okay. Yes, we don't have guns as citizens, but our voices going to do something, because already it shows that the fact that South Africa is sending those people, yes, of course, it's not gonna give good results. Like, we are not expecting anything out of it, but it clearly shows that Zimbabweans are saying something, because if Zimbabweans didn't say it out, they were not going to send those people. So who knows what is the next step?
Yeah, so I'm going to be able to put it. Ubona
ngiyaphuma manje ukukhona ku esifuna ngakho mina ukuthi abantu laba babuye, yes, kungakhulunywa kuhlalwe phansi, kodwa vele eqinisweni aso ayisonto esifunayo yona leyo, ngoba vele bangaze bakhuluma kulanti ezatshintsha. Abantu laba kudala bethunyelwa abantu but bengatshintshi lutho. So akulanto ezatshintsha, kodwa kuyatshengisela ukuthi uZulu ukhulumile, kuyatshengisela ukuthi kuyazwakala uZulu uyakhuluma. Njalo nxa usubona enye indoda sibuya sizolungisa inhlupho ezisemzini wenye indoda, so kutshengisela ukuthi ubaba lo okhona akakwazi ukuthi anakekele imuli yakhe, so ukuze kufunakale ukuthi ancediswe. So kutshengisela ukuthi kulento eqalayo, kutshengisela ukuthi kule nto uZulu at least ayenzayo ngesimo lesesikhona. So ngikhulume ngamaqhawe ethu. Amaqhawe ethu alwile impi, kodwa abalwa impi sebebadala. Njalo abaningi bakhona abangazange bathandwa iZANU-PF. Labanye nje singananzelela, siyabona ukuthi labo bayadubeka. And akula nto amboni ukuthi balwele ukuthi uZulu ahlukunyezwe ngendlela uZulu ahlukunyezwa ngayo. Angiboni ukuthi balwela ukuthi bahlule ukuthi bathungeze abantwana babo esikolo. So ilanga lela alisaqakathekanga ngendlela elaliqakatheke ngayo, ngoba siyabona ukuthi abawaqakathekisi wona amakhawethu, abawaqakathekisi njalo abalandaba lawo. As long wena ungawukhuluma kubi ngombuso lowo, uvele nje awukhanyelwa lokuthi walwela impi. So akusela meanings, ayisaqakathekanga. Ilanga lela lisaqakathekanga kangako. So kufuneka ukuthi kube lamaqhawe amatsha azakulwa impi ekhathesi ekhona eyenzakalayo.
Yes, tolu bambe khonapho-ke sibise uMarvelous hlangana kuye. Marvelous, go ahead.
Aha, maidongo kana muchiri pa phone regaitenderere mberi chivunza kuti saka zuva ranhasi muri kurirangarira sei, muri kuitei, atichitarisa kuti pari zvino pasi rose rakatarisana necovid-19 uyezve manga muri kuti mimi izuva iri zuva rakakosha chaizvo sevarwi vehondo yerusununguko.
Zuva iri tiri kurirangarira
Zuwa hili tukuri langa rilasini muzimba medu. Tichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichitichit ekuchengetedza utano hwevanhu ekuti tisingotigara mumba kuitira kuti tisabatana tasangana nevamwe vanhu kuti tisaita kuti chirwere checovid chipararire munyika yese saka tiri kuricherechedza tiri mudzimba dzedu takagara mudzimba dzedu tichicherechedza kuti izuva guru rakafa magamba akawanda akasira nyika ino kuti tisunungure tiri patiri pano ndinozviziva kuti nyika ine matambudziko ari kurwadza munhu wese asi ziva iri rakakosha naizvozvo chirwere chatakatarisana nacho chakakosha zvikuru chiri kuuraya saka tinoda kuti tichengetedze upenyu hwevanhu neupenyu hwevana vedu saka tiri kuritenderera takagara mudzimba medu matakagara
Maybe in English, how are you commemorating this Heroes Day there in Zimbabwe at a time when the whole world is in lockdown from COVID-19?
Even look, we are also observing what the United Nations said in the second week. You know, COVID-19 is a killer and it's killing. It has killed the whole world, the billions of people. And what we are doing in Zimbabwe, we also remember that Heroes Day is a very important, you know, day on our calendar. But we have taken heed of the COVID-19, and we are celebrating the day while we are indoors, because it's one of the requirements of COVID-19 that we must not go out, we must not meet more than 50 people. And, you know, all the celebrations have been put aside, so we have to remember the day while we are at home at peace.
Mm-hmm. Also, maybe just taking you back to when you actually joined the liberation movement way back then. How old were you? Because there was a young lady who was speaking here from South Africa.
I agree. I was very young. I was 15 years old.
And what prompted you to make that move?
And that is historical. My parents were in politics. So I learned all these the issues of discrimination, issues of abuse. And I learned it from my dad because he was an activist. So I witnessed a lot of things that happened during the 60s, during the times when I was born. So that's what motivated me to join the liberation struggle, because I wanted to free the people of Zimbabwe from the bondage of slavery, that especially my dad was telling me the experience that they were getting at work and the discrimination, and also the imbalance in terms of, you know, the issues of, you know, economy, education, employment. And, you know, toilets, you know, there were toilets for white only, there were toilets for black only. And my dad used to tell us that they were not even allowed to walk in the pavement, let alone to drink or take beer. So that touched me a lot. And I thought I should actually go and fight and pray and also liberate, you know, not only my parents, but the rest of the society.
Aiwa, taisida kumbonzwa ipapo neshona kuti makaenda kunorwa mune makore mangani nekuti tamboona mumwe musikana wechidiki anga ari kutaura kuti vamwewo vechidiki pari zvino vanofanira kutarisa mabasa amakaita nekuti imi nevamwe vakarwa hondo resununguko pari zvino vamwe vakura uyezve vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti saka voita sei but tipewo nhoroondo yekuti imi makaenda zvadii
ini ndakaenda ndine makore anokwana nemashanu ende chakaita kuti ndiende kuhondo ndechekuti ndakakura tichiona udzvanyiriri hwehurumende yasmith pasana pekuti baba vangu vanga vari munyaya dzematongerwo enyika saka zvavanga vari munyaya dzematongerwo enyika vaiziuya vachiita misangano yavo mumba medu vachitaura zvinhunhwa dzavo nezvavaisangana nazvo kumabasa nezvavaisangana nazvo mumagariro kusvika panguva yekuti vaitsanangura zvimwe zvekuti iwe kana mwana mudiki waidonha misodzi vachikutaurira
We were hearing there, Gibbs, like what you heard. She was just telling us about, you know, how she decided to join the Liberation War. Over to you.
Yes. Now let's talk about what you think the country, where you think the country is going. Baba Moyo, when I was running this idea, I put some language. What's happening? I'm trying to win. What's the who's put up on? Abantu sebesithi ngcono bebuswe ngamakhiwa kulokuthi babuswe libandla lezanu PF akuvezi ukuthi kule nkinga khona.
Into kumele bayibone ungabona umntwana esezesefuna ukuhlala emazweni
uyise seyehluleki lokumgcina manje phuma ngicela ukuhlala komakhelwane ubaba wehlulekile kanti ubaba kazivuzi ngani ukuthi umntanami azayisukela ayihlala emazweni kusuke kuthini alungise khona phana ekwehlulekeni kwakhe hhayi ukuthi yena asole abantu athi abantu kumele babambane kumbe abantu kabafuni ukuthi bakhulume laye bayabe sebezamile ngingazama ukuthi ngikhulume ekhaya ngingazwakali so kuzomele ngiphume ngezama ukuthi ngiyohlala ngcono lapho engizohlala khona noma ngizohlukunyezwa ngizojabulela ukuthi ngihlukunyezwa ngumuntu ongangizaliyo kunokuthi ngihlukunyezwe ngumzali wami engithi nguye owangizalayo wangiletha emhlabeni kodwa nguye sengihlukunyezwa kumeza njengamanje nje abantu abahlukunyezwayo ngayo le demonstration yabo leyo bevala nge-COVID-19 kwakuvele kuhleke bekwazi ukuthi bona ngokwabo ngontando kayiphikiswa mabe ngabuya bazovala nge-COVID-19 ofuthi sibakhangele silakhathesi babhizi instead of phela kuthiwa abantu bazobulawa yi-COVID-19 bazama bona ukuthi bavikela abantu ukuthi bangabulawa yi-COVID-19 kodwa khona ngokwabo yibo abasuka bayebulala futhi abantu ma bebachaya bebanyamalalisa besenza yonke into so kwehlukene ngani laleyo
COVID-19mala kancane mala kancane mama kusele amakutyala sizokutyala bake bakuhlukuluza abekukurawundi 10 seconds.
Yebo, bake bangihlukumeza ngimncane ngangina-10 years bengibamba amabele sasithunyiwe-ke lo mfo wethu oka-73 mina ngoka-72 sithunywe ngugogo ukuthi siyothatha imizi masibadlula kuphela ulwazi sasingakabi lwazi ukuthi kuyini kwenzakalani basibiza masihamba lapho bafika basibamba babamba mina yina kangani yini khudlanyana kulalo omunye bafika bangibamba ngangakaphuhli lokuphuhla kuya ngakho kwathileke lo omunye wabo waphendula athi ngokungabantwana lo kuyekeleni sasuka ke sahamba masihamba kulabanye futhi phambili entabeni ababehleli basithayela ukhwelo lapho-ke thina sizange saya sagijima sibaleka sabaleka yilo mfo wethu bathutha umfana babembizi bemthumile ukuthi bazosibiza safika salwa laye lo mfana kakhulu salwa laye lo mfana asizange siye lapho ngoba sasesikwazi esesikubizela ngoba kwasokwenzakele vele kuqaleni sahlukunyezwa mina ngahlukunyezwa igrawundi ntambama ngangikhona ngasuka ngenyawo ekhaya ngibalekela bona ngazo ngaya ngijena edrobheni kobulawayo ngenyawo ngile 10 years.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mama Stelva Mgonapo. So Cynthia Dube says she was sexually molested during the fight against atrocities that were committed in Matabele. So Nokthula Dosi, your last word on this thing, very short. Let's say 10 seconds. Try it.
Mina ngithi abantu kumele bakontinue besilwa njalo ukuthi izanophiyefu eqinisweni iyehlulekile ihlulekile akulanto okuthiwa kumbe singathi ye kule second chance ihlulekile njalo ukuthi khathesi njengoba namhlanje besikhangela amaqhawe ethu sokumele ukuthi kube la maqhawe amatsha azajintsha ngoba amaqhawe ethu lawa siyawahlonipha alwela impi and basilwela izinto abangena phakathi kwazo angibona ukuthi i-government le ingababonga ngalokho okwenzakalayo njengoba kade sikusenzakala ingababonga ngokuhlukumeza abantwana bayo bona balwela ukuthi wonke umuntu akhulileke khathesi abantwana babo yibo asebehlukumezeka so mina ngithi abantu kabakhulume kabalwe kuzaze kuphele because akulanto engapheliyo kuzaze kuphele njalo futhi obaba umoyo bengabe bekhuluma kodwa-ke kuthiwa sobohla manyosi okungapheliyo kuyahlula.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Ye, isikhathi sesiphele mama. Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Nokthula Dosi. So now unfortunately you know this is not like soccer where there's extra time. I think our time is up. Marvelous. So now we wish to thank our guests. This evening, we had Mr. Wellington Moyo of ZANU-PF. We had Cynthia Dube, a political activist with Mthokazi Republic Party. We had Ms. Margaret Dongo, who is a war veteran. And we had Nokthula Dosi, another political activist. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland. I'm saying good night, but remember, this is a pre-recorded show. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye in Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei.
from Washington, broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19. Bye-bye.